This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The LA Times has an article that asks the question, why is Biden getting little credit for the economy, especially in California? Okay. You know, we just saw the CPI numbers come out early Wednesday morning, and it wasn't good. So, I don't know. I think Joe Biden should get credit for the economy. Don't you think so, my friends? Shouldn't Joe Biden get the credit that he deserves for the economy? We'll tell you more about that in this very interesting question as we continue, as hour number two launches here officially, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Great to be with you on this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Thursday morning. The telephone number, of course, is 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. First time callers, 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, sure to appreciate hearing from you. And we have so much to tell you about as we continue through the program this morning. We will talk about why is Joe Biden getting little credit for the economy, even especially in California? We'll do that. But I also want to tell you about some pretty, pretty ominous warnings here. This from Newsmax. United States and allied intel sources told Bloomberg on Wednesday that a large-scale attack by Iran against Israel is imminent, expected in the coming days. The report from the news organization struck a tone of urgency, suggesting it is now a question of when, not if, Iran will strike either government or military targets inside Israel using drones or high-precision missiles. The report, based on anonymous sources, did not specify if the attack would come directly from Tehran or via proxy extremist group, that's code word for terrorists, such as Hezbollah. Iran's foreign minister said emphatically on Wednesday that his nation would strike Iran directly if the Islamic Republic launched an attack from its territory against Israel. As tensions between the rival powers flare following the killings of Iranian generals in a blast at the Iranian consulate in Syria. If Iran attacks, and by the way, you know, that wasn't a wholesale ongoing, you know, attack, all-out attack, was it? That was a very surgical strike designed to take out those who were running the weapons and the other material to Hezbollah. In fact, if you saw some of the pictures of the embassy that had been pretty much destroyed, they pretty much surgically took it out. Now, they could have laid waste to the entire surrounding area just to make sure, right? But they didn't. So this is one of the fundamental differences, my friends, between what you're dealing with Israel and what you're dealing with Iran. I think it's really important to point that out. Israel's foreign minister again said that they would respond, obviously, if that happened. If Iran attacks from its territory, Israel will respond and attack in Iran, Israel Katz said in a post on X, with both Farsi and Hebrew. So I guess they really wanted this message to get through. And again, last week, Israel attacked the consulate in Syria. When they attack the consulate, it is as if they have attacked our own soil. This from the deputy commander of Hezbollah's missiles unit. And I've got that wrong. This person speaking is the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. He vowed revenge for the strike. He said, when they attack the consulate, it is as if they have attacked our soil, he said during the speech, marking the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. The evil regime made a mistake and must be punished, and it shall be. You know, you tell me, my friends, and I'm not trying to be funny. I'm really not. How do you, as the Iranian Ayatollah, how do you call Israel the evil regime? Israel is fighting for its existence. Israel is a place where people have tried to build a very modern country there, obviously. They have made the desert to bloom. They have done so many different things. And it is, you know, to call them evil, I think, would be a total misnomer. But yet, what has Iran been up to? What does Iran do to its own citizens that don't agree with them? What is Iran trying to do in terms of spreading its hegemony across the region? Why is Iran feared as it is? And I don't mean that in some big, like, they are feared and respected. No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that everybody knows that Iran is kind of crazy, the government in Iran. And they want to stop Iran. That's why, my friends, just a few short years ago, there was a policy in place that was essentially isolating Iran. Dare we say containing Iran. And that was the right policy. The policy with Iran should never have been, well, let's see if we can get you this nuclear deal. You know, it's kind of like, you know, I can see John Kerry is this horrible salesman. All right, well, let me see what we can do to get you into this deal. What do I got to do today to get you into this deal? You know, what you know, we're laughing about it, but it is a very, very serious problem. You don't want to get Iran into a nuclear deal. It was the worst deal ever made, it would seem. Because of, you know, you couldn't drop in and make sure that you couldn't verify what they were doing. It'd be like, well, we got to verify what you're doing, but I'm going to give you, what is it, 24 days notice or some ridiculous number like that, that we're going to come over here and we're going to look and see what you're doing in about a month. You know, that doesn't make me sleep better at night. I'm sure it doesn't for you either. But folks, when we come back from the break, we've got a lot more to tell you about. 949-822-7959. First-time callers, 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there as we continue through hour number two. It is a wonderful Thursday morning, I think. Stay right there.
Third Watch. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
People don't walk in L.A. Actually, a lot do, I think, but generally speaking, no. All right, welcome back to the show, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Glad to be with you this morning. It is a wonderful Thursday morning, as we've been pointing out, and we're glad that you're there. 949-822-7959. It's 949-822-7959. Thanks to John for your message. Thanks for your song suggestions. We will definitely put those into the hopper. Appreciate it very, very much, John. And then also, Christy, thank you so much. And Christy sent me a list of some great songs to choose from. And she says she's going to be 80 this summer. Wow, that's amazing. That's really cool. And she says, and these are the songs we loved when we were about 13 to 18. Some of these things she sent me are from Dick Clark's American Bandstand, by the way. So that's really cool. And, yeah, Dick Clark was a cool guy as well, very, very much so. And also, we've got a message here from Rick. I appreciate it so much, Rick. He says he's watching these talk show hosts and the other guy with the glasses, and how they make fun of Trump is disgusting. But they don't talk about crooked Joe Biden, the disgusting president. I can't stand, he says. I wish they would do something about these talk show hosts. They are pathetic. Anyways, have a great night, because I'm listening right now. Well, thank you, Rick. Thanks for the message. Thanks to everybody, by the way. Thanks to John, and thanks to Christy as well. Appreciate it very, very much. And, yeah, well, see, that's the thing. They're not really allowed, I would perchance to think, to actually make fun of Joe Biden in the same kind of way. You know, they've got to go after Trump. That's all part and parcel of the team, quote-unquote. And it really is something, you know. Jimmy Fallon, who is a pretty funny guy, over these many years, I think that he's been in a, you know, it's a really hard position to be in, especially to try to host a program like that. But nevertheless, he was really taken to task back in 2016, if I recall correctly, because he had Donald Trump on the Tonight Show and he had a great time talking to him. I think that is that the one, the appearance of Donald Trump where Jimmy Fallon was able to sort of, muscle up his hair a little bit and, you know, does he hear, you know, is it real? Yeah, absolutely. You know, feel my hair, you know, and he did that and it kind of brought the house down. People were laughing and so forth. And he got accused of, quote, humanizing Donald Trump. You humanized this guy. And that's a big no-no from the big liberal establishment, right? So, you know, he had to take his lumps on that, I think. And the late night shows right now, they really have to, I think, toe the line. There was also another appearance of Donald Trump on a major network show. He was on Saturday Night Live back in the 2016 era there. And they had him on. He did a bunch of sketches. And they were kind of funny. They were actually pretty funny. And they had one sketch where they had one of the players there playing Melania Trump, and instead of saying Trump for president, they made up this sketch where the whole goal of the sketch, the whole message of the sketch was Melania for first lady. So they got around, I think, you know, quote campaigning for him. But it was a very funny show. But they would never do something like that ever again. See, back in the day, Donald Trump was looked at as being, you know, kind of a hero. Right? He was looked at being kind of a hero in New York City. He was certainly a celebrity figure. He was certainly somebody who, you know, could make a cameo appearance in movies, like in one of the Home Alone movies, he makes a cameo appearance. And Donald Trump was always kind of the stuff of legend, for lack of a better expression, with, the real estate developer being a mogul, the high-profile marriages, the high-profile divorces. You know, he was kind of the stuff of legend. And then he decided to run for president after being on the inside with so many of the far-left Democrats and far-left players, basically. And once he decided to run for president, he came down that escalator and he started talking about some of the people that come across the border. I never heard, when I heard him talking about that, I did not hear in my mind that anybody who tried to come across the border was this or that, okay? I understand there are a lot of people who try to come across the border and have come across the border, and they are looking for a job, they're looking for, you know, to get away from other terrible conditions. I get it. I understand the motivation. We have to make a way where they don't have to come here illegally so that they don't get trapped into this thing from the Democrats. I really do think it's important to point that out. The Democrats and the far left, when I'm talking about that, Democrat Party elite, they love illegal immigration because then they feel that there is a certain amount of influence that they can have over this, that somehow it benefits them more. And I'm telling you, if you wanted to have people come to this country to do jobs that many Democrats claim nobody else will ever want to do, you know, like mow the lawn or stuff like that. And when I was growing up, there were people who did those kinds of jobs. They were called teenagers, right? And I'm not trying to oversimplify too much, but that, you know, back in the day, you know, you had yourself a lawnmower, you had a business, right? You could just go and make some extra spending money, things like that. But the point I'm trying to make is that you have these people that have come across the border, and then they are victimized by the far left. Well, Kyle, that's pretty strong. I mean, you're saying they're being victimized by the far left. Yeah. You know why? Because they don't get to be part of the American dream. Because I think the far left wants them to stay completely in the shadows and be used as a political pawn, basically, to advance their own agenda. And it's really kind of sad. It's really kind of pathetic, isn't it? And that's one of the reasons why you'll never see the Joe Biden administration go out and really try to do something about what's happening at the border, because they love the chaos. They think the chaos is going to help them. So anyway, all this stuff to get around the idea that, you know, when Trump talked about that at Trump Tower back in 2016 or 2015, that, you know, this was, he was painting with the broad brush. Suddenly Trump was a racist. Suddenly Trump was all this. And that's because he did represent the idea that they would upend, or he would upend, the political norm. And they didn't like that. So it's carried over forever. And now it's progressed from, well, you know, he's got these dim views of people that come across the border and so forth, to he's going to destroy our democracy. In fact, the biggest threat that we have to democracy in this country, Joe Biden said, is Trump talking. Now, was that a slip? Did he mean to say something like that? Because he has really put on record here exactly what this problem is all about. And to some degree, eventually you can't even keep it to yourself. I'm critical of what's happening in the nation. I think we should be more constitutionally based and so forth. Maybe at some point you won't even be able to keep that to yourself anymore. Because, my friends, when it comes to any of these big controversies, the far left and the Democrat Party elite, they simply want your compliance, and they demand it, and they will get it one way or the other. And Donald Trump has not been complying. And, you know, and so this is why every single thing he does, it's the end of the world and so forth. But to a great degree, too, don't you think the Democrats are really going to sort of paint themselves into a corner, because everything is the end of the world? And when Donald Trump, if he wins this election, can you imagine the Democrats in other words, they've set this thing up to where Donald Trump is stealing our democracy. What do you think is going to happen in not just November, but January, right, of 2025? What do you think is going to happen? Are the Democrats going to, you know, try to justify their own, quote, insurrection? But this time, it'll be a righteous insurrection, they'll say. We're not insurrectionists. We're trying to save everything. And this is what really does worry me, only because they set this stuff up. In other words, can the Democrat Party say, okay, well, he won. Yeah, we'll certify the election. Yeah, okay, he's the president now. Yeah, let's have an inauguration, you know. I don't know. Because they have put themselves in that position. Talk about being anti-democracy. All right, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back after the bottom of the hour. We've got a lot more to talk about and tell you about. Don't go anywhere.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
USA News Update. As inflation continues to surge, significant price hikes are evident across various sectors, including auto insurance, baby food, and outpatient hospital services. A recent report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics indicates a notable increase in 12-month price growth, rising from 3.2% in February to 3.5% in March. Former President Trump brushed off reports suggesting his campaign is lagging behind Democrats in fundraising. Speaking in Atlanta, he pointed out that despite having less money than Hillary Clinton in 2016, he emerged victorious. House Speaker Mike Johnson is warning any attempt to remove him from his position would result in chaos within the House. Johnson reiterated his leadership approach Wednesday prior to a meeting with Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene. Greene had previously initiated a motion to vacate the Speaker's chair before the House recessed for 2 weeks last month. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thursday edition continues, and we've got a lot more to tell you about, talk about this morning. And we're talking about some pretty heavy-duty things, but that's one of the reasons we love music on this program as well. We've got to balance out some of the stuff that goes on around the world, especially as we go through the overnights, whatever it is that you're doing. And we're glad that you're there. Glad to be here, of course. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. First-time callers, 949-822-7959. And we do have a caller lighting up the telephone line here this morning. It's Mel in New York. We always love to hear from Mel. Good morning, Mel. You're on the program.
Oh, yes. Good morning, Kyle. I wish you had the clip of President Trump in Atlanta. I believe it was a couple of days ago. He was at a Chick-fil-A, which is staffed by black Americans. And when he was there, they were truly overwhelmed, excited that he was there. Biden, on the other hand, could not have gotten any sort of greeting from the people who worked there. It was in Atlanta, and it was, as I said, staffed by all black Americans. And one young lady that he hugged, she was affiliated with her district, the GOP. I guess she was like a district chair of Atlanta, and she, she told him, you know, what her involvement was, and President Trump was, you know, really glad in her effort, and he hugged her, and the place just went wild. He bought sandwiches for everyone who was there in the store, and it was, you know, very, very exciting in that regard. It's just that it goes to show you that black Americans, even in the Deep South, are supporting the president because we're tired of, you know, of what Biden is doing to this country and doing to society and the working class itself. Now, on the other hand, there's a young lady by the name of Kara Castronova, who was of mixed ethnicity, Hispanic and I believe Korean. And she's on Newsmax on a show with John Tobacco. And they're at a restaurant where they, you know, their set is at a restaurant in Staten Island, New York. But she had gone up into South Bronx and to find out, like, you do a man on the street type of interview with those who live in that area. And there wasn't one person, black, Hispanic, which in that area, in that district, that did not have their support for President Trump, because they see that we are, who, as I said, the working class, those who are struggling along with Biden inflation and all of the pressure that the Democrats are placing upon those that who are basically paying their, you know, signing the front of the checks because of their taxpayers and responsible individuals that work for a living. They can't afford, the one young woman who was Puerto Rican, she couldn't even afford to go across the street and buy herself a meal anymore, even though I'm pretty sure she's probably talking about, you know, lunchtime at the job that she holds.
Yeah.
That it's just that everything's so far out of reach that this is what Biden's doing to this country. The Democrats, the Kamala Harris, the Barack Obamas, you know, the Soroses and all these criminals on the left. I mean, they're waging war against America. And people in America see our only way out is having President Trump back in that Oval Office.
Yeah.
And what his, as he mentioned before, his retribution is not retribution in that term, but the retribution will be justice. All these criminals have to be brought to prosecution. They have to be brought in front of a prosecutor for all their treasonous acts that they've done against this country. I mean, this administration and the deep state. He's got to break all. I mean, he's got to have an attorney general in that office that's going to be so hard. He'll come down on all these people like a ton of bricks and just get them all, break it up, and put them all behind bars. If not, have them swing them from the highest tree in the land for treason.
Well, they're definitely, you know, step one obviously is to get Biden out of office, and then if there are prosecutions and so forth, I have a feeling that if you could certainly, look and see what the law can do at that point. But people just want relief at this point, first and foremost.
Yeah, well, yeah, we want relief. But the only relief is that you get these people where they can never do this again. That's the only relief that we've got. And I mean prosecutions for treason. And that's the ultimate. You lose your life for treasonous acts. And that's what they've done. Like, say, for instance, the Supreme Court comes down with a ruling. They ignore it. And they just do what the hell they want in the border. I mean, relieving the student loans and all this stuff. So the Supreme Court says, no, it's not. It's not. It's not. You're not eligible to do this. They just ignore it, and they just keep coming back with it, blah, 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 and all these other things. They're just tearing this country apart and put pressure on people who are at the foundation of it. We've had enough of it. Things have to happen. The ultimate. So anyway, Kyle, I appreciate you taking my call.
Hey, of course. Mel, thank you for calling. We'll talk to you again real soon. Take care.
Yes, bye-bye.
All right, Mel in New York, everybody. And, you know, what he's talking about, and I was thinking, you know, Donald Trump is a man of the people. He truly is. Yes, he's a real estate mogul, and yes, he has his own plane, and you know, all these different properties, and again, prior to running for president, was seen as the stuff of legend, as an American success story. But he also has this ability to connect with people, and as Mel's talking about, you know, I don't think Joe Biden could walk into the same kind of situation and be sort of universally beloved and be able to really connect. And that's really a great word to use, to connect. And people understand that if you have somebody like a Donald Trump, and other candidates can connect as well. I mean, other people can do that. But Donald Trump in this particular case, especially given the fact that people felt that they were really prospering, that things were actually getting better, that their lot in life was improving. And that's the idea of the rising tide lifting all the boats. you know, what the Democrats will do, they try to constantly make sure that we're all, you know, separated and put into particular pigeonholes and to particular little containers. And we have to, like, beat each other's throats. We have to be mad at the other group. And that's not really the American way, is it? Where the Trump philosophy, I think, comes in, where the Trump impact really is the notion that, again, you know, America's, and when I was growing up, I understood America's from many one, e pluribus unum. And if you work hard, and if you have stick-to-itiveness, and you know what? Life, as we all know, and the older that you get, right, the more you realize that life can knock you down like you've never been knocked down before. This is just, I hate to say, a fact of life. But even in America, the land of opportunity, the greatest land of opportunity that planet Earth has ever seen, things can still knock you down. But in America, if you keep getting back up and you keep going, you have the best chance of, I think, anybody, again, on planet Earth to be able to be successful and to be able to rise above a lot of the things that are so negative. And again, Donald Trump has that ability to connect with people. And so more so than even 2016, because his part of his message in 2016 was, vote for me, you know, try something different. You've always voted like this in some other way. In other words, don't vote for Hillary. Vote for me. Try something new. And things really did work out. Now, of course, you had the pandemic. You had all this other stuff. And obviously, we see the result of that. But now his message doesn't have to be, vote for me, try something different. It's, vote for me because I have shown it can be done. Look at the record. Look at Joe Biden's record. This is why you have to have Janet Yellen out there, for goodness sakes, saying, well, no, the economy's firing on all cylinders. Joe Biden saying, well, these CPI numbers, maybe it'll push back the rate cut by about a month or so. I mean, if Donald Trump or if any other president, George H.W. Bush or George W. Bush or any president came out and said, you know, we think it's just going to push it back by about a month, it would be a laughing stock. But the media, and to some degree, some have been asking some pretty tough questions, and that's good. They've been making some pretty good points. But overall, the media is never going to say, well, what are you talking about? What do you mean is going to put it off by about a month or so? You know, what crystal ball do you have? But again, why did he say that? He said it because it needed to be put into the framework of the campaign. Folks, I'm getting the interest rates down so you can justify voting for me, this kind of thing. All right, folks, stay right there. We're getting ready to come right back. We've got another great song on tap. And we've also got Denise Simon. We'll be talking with next segment. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Listen, boy, I don't want to see you let a good thing slip away. You know, I don't like watching anybody make the same mistake.
You know, as I go through the day, I'm always thinking ahead to the program. And a lot of times you have an anticipation of how the program might unfold that morning, or, you know, what how you're going to address some of the top stories and so forth. You know, you just go through your show prep throughout the day. And I'm always really pleasantly surprised. By the way, tell her about it. Billy Joel right there, right? That's always good advice, by the way, isn't it? better to tell than to not to tell, I think, probably. But at any rate, as I go through my day, I always try to anticipate, you know, how the show might unfold and what the structure might look like in terms of the stories that are starting to make their way through the daily news cycle. And it's always kind of cool when it unfolds a little bit differently than I might have anticipated. We had a really great call there with Mel. I appreciate it. And then some of the other things we've been talking about this morning that kind of sent us off into some different directions. So I'm really glad about that, because one of the things we love to do here on the program is we're able to expand on certain topics and try to explore them a little bit as well. And we feel that can be beneficial. And we certainly do appreciate everybody's direct messages, their compliments, and their great wishes for us. We really do appreciate it. It really means the world. And especially when we have listeners like Listener Joan talking about, hey, it was great to hear about how Lucy is doing in Florida, you know, coming through her rehab and rehabilitation from her hospital stay and so forth, and getting better with the physical therapy and stuff like that. That's amazing, isn't it? That's just amazing. So we appreciate that very, very much. And we also appreciate some great music here on the program as well. We'll take a quick look here at what's happening weather-wise. From the National Weather Service, heavy rain, flash flooding, severe weather threat associated with the strengthening storm to continue this afternoon and tonight in the southeast. powerful storm system to foster heavy rain and high wind potential over much of the eastern U.S. on Thursday. Severe weather and flash flood threats forecast in parts of the southeast and upper Ohio Valley. And high winds along with widespread moderate to heavy rain expected to impact the entire eastern seaboard into the Great Lakes Thursday night into Friday. And it's warming up in the west, my friends. All right, so we have got another great request. Thanks to Driver Ron for hour number one. We played the tubes. Talk to you later. And then we have Frederick in New York City, and he suggested a couple of different great songs. And the one I really like, too, they're both great, and we'll put them under the list, by the way. And thanks also to the others. I think it was John who suggested some other songs as well. Also Christy. So we're going to put those in the hopper. So we're going to have a lot to choose from as we go through the next few days. But he's requesting Jet by Paul McCartney and Wings. And I'm going to tell you, I love that song, too. One of the greatest versions of that song was Wings Over America live album back in 1976, if I recall correctly. And I think I memorized all the parts on that record. It's just one of the greatest live records, I think, of all time. And they played Jet within a sort of a trilogy as the opening of the show, played Venus and Mars, Rock Show, and then Jet, which is a really cool song by McCartney. And, of course, here's Wings from Wings Over America with Jet. Everybody, by request, Jet, thanks to Frederick in New York City for requesting that one. And you know what? We've had that request before, as a matter of fact. That was listener Joan up in Seattle just a little while back had requested Jet, and I think that's really cool because I'm glad we could play it again because it is pretty cool. And definitely a great version of that song from Wings Over America, Paul McCartney and Wings. And that was a great, I wish I could have actually attended that tour, but sadly, I didn't. But I did, as I said, I think I memorized the whole record. All right. Well, one of the great lines in that song is, I thought the only lonely place was on the moon. And once again, we've got Denise Simon and Denise. I started chuckling to myself because I immediately thought, well, the moon is not made of gases. as we talked about when we first spoke to you yesterday morning. But welcome to the program, Denise. We're glad you're with us.
She's getting hammered on social media. I mean, just tarred and feathered, but good morning.
Yes, good morning. Well, I mean, and it is, to some degree, it's good to have a little bit of relief, right, about stuff like that, with all the things happening out there. But, yeah, I don't oh, and by the way, Frederick wrote in yesterday, and I didn't see the message until much later, unfortunately. But I think he mentioned that Sheila Jackson Lee is also a graduate of Yale. I think, is that correct?
I think, yeah. I heard that, too.
Yeah.
I thought, please, no. But, okay, somebody else heard it as well.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'll tell you, we want to talk about, obviously, what's happening in the Middle East still, and obviously you've got the inflation numbers coming out, that came out, rather. But Bloomberg...
Pretty bad.
Yeah, pretty bad indeed. But Bloomberg is saying that the U.S. is now anticipating an Iranian missile strike, a large-scale strike on Israel, especially using drones, which could come in the next few days.
Mm-hmm.
What are you hearing about that?
General Kirilla, I think is his name, he leaves today to head to Israel. And I don't know what his mission is to be, but I think that he's actually going, in full-blown support and assistance with what Israel is about to do, certainly in a defense mode. And I think we're going to offer some technologies that we haven't already offered, or confirmation of technologies.
Mm-hmm.
If he's heading, and I've never seen him go over there before. So, whatever it is, it looks to be serious enough for that to happen.
Well, indeed. And when we come back from the top of the hour, folks, we want you to stay with us for sure, because we're going to continue to unpack this. And certainly in light of the relationship now between Biden and Netanyahu, a lot of this gets kind of murky. But we're going to have Denise kind of straighten it all out for us when we come back from the top of the hour. But stay right there, Denise. And folks, we are going to come right back after the top of the hour. Kyle Warren with you, of course. And welcome to everybody joining us on the GCN Network. Everybody listening to us on TalkStream Live this morning as well. Welcome, and stay right there. Hour number two is now in the books.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.